Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. We are back.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We are back because of the goodness of God in our lives. And we are excited today. We are hopeful today.
Amen.
Because God is good.
Yes, He is.
Amen. And God is continuing to do things, and God is continuing to show Himself. And, you know, I know sometimes we are looking for the thing that we can talk about, you know, the new car, the new house, the new job, the new promotion. I mean, those are nice things, but those aren't the everyday things.
Right.
You don't get a new house, a new car, a new job, new promotion every day.
Right.
But the goodness of God is on display every day.
Amen.
And we have to embrace the everyday goodness of God.
Right.
You know what I mean? The thing that He does every day, you know. Like, you wake up in the morning, and if God blesses you with your sight,
right.
You can see every day.
Every day. Amen.
That's a blessing. You're eating every day. That's a blessing.
Amen.
You know what I mean? You're in your right mind every day.
Yes. Amen.
You know, the everyday blessings. Amen. And sometimes we get so caught up on the occasional blessing, we overlook the everyday blessings. So, Lord, help us to embrace the everyday blessings.
Amen.
Amen. And so we praise God today. Why? Because this is an everyday blessing type of day.
Amen.
It's filled with the blessings that He gives us every day. And so we're glad about that. And I'm also glad to share and to believe that someone will be encouraged today by the Word of God. Today we're in Isaiah 40. We're going to read verses 29 through 31. There in Isaiah 40. And it says, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Amen. Amen.
In the Amplified Version, the beginning of verse 31 says, But those who wait for the Lord. And it says, who expect, look for, and hope in Him.
Yeah.
Amen. Those are the ones who are going to change. Those are the ones who are going to have their strength renewed. And those are the ones who are going to mount up with wings like eagles, drawing closer unto God. Those who expect, look for, and hope in Him. You know, we were talking, when we talk about the goodness of God, and we talk about how good He is, it's important that, you know, that we talk about it, other people talk about it. It's also important that we do it ourselves.
Yeah.
In other words, when we're not on a camera, when we're not together, I tell myself that God is good.
Yes.
That you tell yourself that God is good.
Right.
You know, I believe that that's part of encouraging yourself in the Lord.
Amen.
You know, you have to tell yourself, God is good.
Amen.
God is good to me. God loves me.
Yes.
God's going to help me. That encourages yourself in the Lord. And I believe we have to do that. And as we do that more and more, it becomes second nature. Or maybe first nature, whatever the craze may be. But it becomes so much a part of us that it's a given.
Yeah.
You know, that so when a situation goes bad, the car broke down, you don't think your whole life broke down.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you still know God is good.
Right. Amen.
And God's going to help me in this situation. You don't like it. You missed your flight.
Right.
God's still good.
Yeah. Amen.
You know what I mean? So when you, that, but that only comes, I believe, the more you speak to yourself.
Yes. Yes.
About how good the God you serve is.
Yeah.
Because once you know that inside yourself, then the external circumstances cannot alter that foundation that you have within you that God is good. And so if God is good, then here's the thing. Then I can wait for the Lord like this. I can expect, look for, and hope in Him.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, yeah, my car broke down, but I can expect God to help me. Right? You know what I mean? Yeah, my car broke down, but I can look for God to come in this situation and make everything work together for good. right?
Yeah,
that happened, but I can still have hope in him, right? That he's going to come in here and somehow, you know, fix things the way only God can do it.
Yeah.
And so knowing that God is good should create in us a default position. Our computers have default.
Yes, default settings.
Yeah, default settings. See, some of us have changed our default setting. I believe God created us to have a default setting that we trust him.
Yes, amen.
But we start going through this life and we become so intelligent and we start thinking things through that we change our default settings.
Oh, Jesus.
And our default settings are not to lean to, you know what I mean? We start leaning on our own understanding.
Yes.
We need to restore the default setting that God originally created man with, which was, you know what I mean? Because your computer came with a default setting, but you changed some of it. You need to go back to the factory settings. You know, sometimes you can go back to the factory settings. We need to go back to the factory settings, right? When God made us out of the dust, he made us where we were to depend on him.
Yes, amen.
And so if we can go back to our default setting, we're depending on God.
Yeah.
Right? Why? And because we know something. He's good.
Amen.
And because I know he's good, I'm going to see him come in the situation. Even in the bad situation, I have hope, expectation. Amen. That I'm going to see that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's where we have to come back to, you know. And you know, I think that's what God is just telling us today, you know, that expect me, look for me, and hope for me if you know I'm good.
Yes. Amen. Praise
you know?
Yeah. It's funny you talk about, you know, default settings and factory settings. You sort of talk my language.
Amen. Glory to God.
But that is how God created us to be, to depend on him, to be dependent upon him. And our default setting should be believe God first, no matter what. You know, so something comes our way, I believe God. You know, or God is good as your foundation. So something comes up, my default, God is good. You know, and once we have that settled, you know, maybe we do need to go back and get reset or restored or whatever you want to call it, you know. But once we do get that resetting, maybe, you know, and we know that God is good, you know, that let that be our foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Then when things come our way, we can have expectation that God is going to come through for us. Because the word says, hope maketh not ashamed. Mm-hmm. Expectation is hope. So you believe that just your hope is in the right place. If your hope is in God, God's not going to let you down, you know. So if we have that expectation that God is going to come in, God is good, he's going to come in, he cares about what's going on, you know, and we believe that, then he will. Because God's not going to just leave our expectation just hanging, you know. He's going to fulfill that, you know, that thing in us, you know, that we're expecting him. It's just a funny thing that when you expect God to do something, when you're really expecting him to, he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like you force him to manifest himself in your life. You know, you're talking about being obedient to what you hear, you know, him tell you to do. And even if you hear him tell you, believe me, you know, believe him.
Amen.
Because then he's going to show himself. He's going to manifest himself once we decide to believe him. You know, and that's that expectation. Expect and hope and look for him to do something, and he will.
And you know, you think about how many times Jesus said in the Bible to someone who received what they were looking for, be it unto you according to your faith.
Right.
And see, that faith, you know, is the thing you're hoping for, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, but you're hoping for it. And you come with that faith. And Jesus said, be it unto you according to your faith. And so that's why we can, you know, we have to have that. But yet sometimes, you know, it's a fight for faith, right? We have to contend for the faith, you know?
Right.
So how do we win that battle? I think it comes back. Everything starts and ends with God. So you go back to the foundation. Well, wait a minute. Right? This is all about God.
Mm-hmm.
I need him right now. He's able. I believe he wants to.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But you come back to that foundation of the goodness of God.
Yes. Amen.
And so if I know He's good, then I should expect good things from Him.
Yes, amen. That's
you know?
Good.
And it's a funny thing how we can have expectation of people, and I think we're good at expecting the worst.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because that's why we even say things like, don't get your hopes up. Because it's like, don't expect the best. You think, you know how the world,
yeah.
This is what happens. It conditions it. Don't get your hopes up. What do you mean don't get your hopes up? Your hopes belong
up.
You know what I mean? But don't get your hopes up. Why? Because, right, mm-hmm. Even when things are going well, some people say, I knew it was going too good.
To be true.
Right. Amen. You know what I mean? I knew it was going too good. Good things don't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
See, we can expect bad. We can, even in the midst of good, we can expect the good to run out.
Oh, Jesus. We do
need to be reset. We do need to be reset because we have no problem expecting things not to work.
That,
when
exactly.
Things don't work, you hear people say, things, I knew it.
I knew it.
Stuff like that always happens to me. How many times do you hear?
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
When it comes to bad things. I have never yet, when somebody hears it's a good thing to go, and they go, stuff like that always happens to me. But that should be our
Amen.
Testimony.
Amen. I'm changing mine.
As children of God,
Amen.
We expect things to work out. I expect those things to be happening to me. Why? Because that is the evidence of my God working in my life.
Oh, that's right. Amen.
And why should I expect the God who loves me not to do for me?
That's right.
You know?
Amen. And this too, because we do. We have bad expectations.
Yeah.
You know? But we see that things work out for us because we believe God. And even if they don't work out the way that we think that they should work out, we still have to fall back on God is still good. And
mm-hmm.
So what? This did not work out the way I expected it to. But I expected God to move, and He yet did.
Mm-hmm.
So God is good, and it's still good.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how it works out, you know, as long as we keep that expectation, God is good, you know, and He's going to meet our expectation that He's going to come through for us no matter how He does it.
Right. And no matter how long it may take.
Yes.
Because I believe there's someone who's listening and say, listen, look, I got all that. I had expectation of God. And it didn't happen. And we've all had those. We all have those where we expected God to do, and it hasn't happened, or it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but we have to be careful in terms of the expectation and just expect to see the goodness of God. Not to expect to see the goodness of God the way we think
what?
It should be revealed.
Exactly. Exactly.
See, now we're getting a little bit too mixed up into
right.
What's not our business.
Right.
I expect to see the goodness of God, but not my way. See, if I expect to see it my way, then I can be left disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let's take, for example, that you might want, you know, that house, is that that's what you wanted, or that job, is that what
mm-hmm.
that's what you wanted, the promotion, is that what you wanted, whatever it is, and it didn't come. It went to somebody else.
Right.
You just flat out did not get it.
Right.
It may not be for a couple of weeks, months, or even years
mm-hmm.
before you see that that thing wouldn't have been the best thing for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? But when you don't get the thing that you're hoping for or believing on right now, it's still, like you just said,
right.
You still should come back to God is good. God's goodness doesn't change because we don't get what we want.
Right.
And that's the thing. We got to stop being petulant children, right? We didn't get what we want. So now all of a sudden that challenges our perception
right.
of God. We can't let that happen.
No. Mm-hmm.
That default setting has to still be God is good.
Right. Amen.
You know, so I may not understand it. I don't believe Naomi understood why when her husband and their two sons went to Moab,
mm-hmm.
right? There's a famine in Bethlehem, right? And so they go to Moab, and the sons get married,
mm-hmm.
and then her husband dies, and her two sons die.
Right.
I don't believe Naomi
understood what in the world was going on with that. And I don't believe that was the expectation of, you know, right? In that situation. That's why when she came back, she said, don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mara. Right? Because I'm bitter. Right? Call me Mara. I'm bitter. Because I went out full and I'll come back empty. But yet, she did get a lamb back. And then Ruth, we know the story, right? Finds a kinsman redeemer in Boaz. Ultimately, gets married. They have a son, right?
Oh, yeah.
Obed, father Jesse, right? Father David. That's just the goodness of God in her life, but wouldn't have been the way she drew it up.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't have been the way she drew it up. But, you know, they still had to go because Ruth had to be married to the son and then come back with Naomi, right? Your God will be my God, right? And all that. It wouldn't have been the way we drew it up. But years later, I believe Ruth now looks at it. Doesn't mean that she didn't care her husband and her son died,
right.
But she saw the greater purpose of God in it and realized that his goodness did not simply flee from her life because some things happened that weren't the way she would have drawn it up. And I think the same thing for us. We're going to see the goodness of God. And, you know, there may be some people who have believing on God for something they didn't get it. But it may be that later on, you know, the things I do now, Jesus said, you don't understand, but you will hereafter. There may be some things that you're going to understand down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look back, when we look back, we say, God is good.
Right. And we can't get away from that, that God is good and our expectation should be in Him. Expect Him some more, just like the scripture says, those who wait on the Lord, that's waiting with expectation.
That's
that
right.
God is going to do something, and it says that the strength shall be renewed, shall, it's going to happen. So if we keep that, you know, the same belief that God is going to move, expect Him to move, and He will.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I think too, like in our personal relationships, it worked, and we've seen it work that way, where, you know, with our children, you know, when we speak words of expectation over them, or they know that we expect them
something
to believe
them.
That they will do well.
That's right.
Even with our spouses, I think when we show our spouses that we expect, you know, not expect like we have expectation of them, but it's like we believe in them.
Right. Yeah.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Shows.
And that strengthens you. You know what I mean? When I know that you believe in what I'm doing and the heart that I have and what I'm looking to accomplish, that strengthens me.
Yeah.
To now want to go out and to show you that your expectation and your belief and your hope was rightly placed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes you hear men say, for example, my wife didn't support me, she didn't believe in me.
Right.
And that sort of dampens or sometimes outright kills their spirit.
Yeah.
The same thing with the husband with the wife.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with children and their parents. Dad never believed I could do anything right.
Right.
That messes with the child. But oh, when you believe in this, it seems like it energizes you to want to say, I'm going to show you that I can do that. Now, God knows what He can do, right? So He doesn't have to prove anything to us. But He wants to show us.
Right.
And so He says, but He wants to say, do you believe me, though?
Right. That's it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then now He's that eager dad, right, who says, okay.
Right.
They're believing on me.
Let me show my child
mm-hmm. that their belief is not misplaced.
Amen.
That's where we have to get to, amen.
Yes.
And we can't lose that. And that's where the devil is trying so hard to discourage us.
Yeah, amen.
You know,
absolutely.
To not believe in God, because he knows if we do that, then, you know, we're filled with expectation, and then we will see, you know, some good things happen in our lives.
That's right.
Amen. So listen, for us and for you, we just want to encourage you. So I'm encouraging myself right now. And we want to encourage
like
you.
Running.
You feel like running?
You do.
I feel like running? No, maybe I do.
Just sit like this.
Maybe I do feel like running.
Amen.
But and hopefully you feel like running.
Amen.
You know, that this is encouraging you and giving you that second wind. Sometimes we need a second wind.
That's right.
You know, you've been running already.
But you need that second wind. And when that second wind comes, that you're about to give up, but that second wind kicks
in.
Hopefully
Amen.
This is a second wind for somebody.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That you say, yeah, that's right. God is good.
That's right.
And I'm going to expect God to move. He still loves me. Right? He's
that's
still on
right.
the throne. So I'm going to expect. And that's going to energize you and recharge you. And then you'll see. And then we're going to stand there believing with you.
That's
that
it.
You shall see God move in the situation exactly the way you need Him to move.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We need people around us to encourage us in this way.
Oh, yeah.
We're thankful that and hopeful that that's what's happening now.
Yes.
Amen. That somebody's Amen. Being encouraged as we're encouraged ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. So we praise the Lord for His goodness. Amen.
Amen.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen.
Amen.
Those who expect, look for, and hope in Him. That's
Amen.
Our prayer, that those are the things that you will do. Expect,
yes.
look for,
Amen.
And hope in Him.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Listen, we're about to go. But until next time, remember as always, Amen, that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
Amen. He's Lord of all. And He loves you
yes.
and His love.
Never fail.
Amen.
Lord, I will not show you. In His eyes.